The text for the sermon this morning comes from verses 28 and 33. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. After reading this text over and over, I did not understand it at all. I could not gather what Jesus really meant with this text, because it's impossible not to worry. And actually, there's a contradiction in the text, because a few verses further, Jesus says, each day brings troubles of its own. And then it dawned upon me what Jesus was trying to tell his listeners and us is that God provides in many ways. He looks after his creation and sustains everything. We as humans need to trust him unconditionally, just like nature does. And then he explains this by means of a very powerful picture, namely that of the lilies. He says to his listeners to look at the lilies of the field to understand the image of God's provision. In those days, the lilies were actually arums or arums that could be eaten. In times of poverty, they used to cut the leaves, then they would boil it in water, and after many, many times of emptying the water to remove the toxic substances, they fried the leaves with olive oil and ate it. They also used this plant as a vegetable. They dug in the deep desert sand to get to the roots of this plant, which also they used to survive. So Jesus is saying, this plant is much more than just a beautiful plant to look at. This plant provides significant nutrition in order for a human being to survive. God created the lilies in order for people to survive. And he alone sustains the lilies, despite the desert-like conditions. Yes, God makes sure these lilies grow despite the bad weather and the ground it is in. He provides. Jesus is urging his followers that they must first seek the kingdom of God. He's actually telling them they need to focus on the things they really need in life, and not necessarily the things they want. They need the presence of God in everything they do. Sometimes they have to trust him unconditionally, like the lilies, who he sustains despite the desert-like conditions. They must prioritize, and they must give God first priority in everything they do. God will provide in all their needs. Jesus also assures them when they are experiencing difficult and trying times, God knows about it. God knows that their days is going to be hard. But even when their days are hard and life is difficult, he will look after them because he knows his children's needs, just as he knows the needs of the lilies that grows in the most unsatisfying conditions in the desert. And to me, this picture of wild lilies reminds me vividly right now of the daffodil bulbs that's waiting to come into bud. But we can see it, But although we can't see it, we know, and yes, we trust that it is there. And I guess it's like this with everything else in life. There are things we can't see, but we just need some trusting on our part. Sometimes we want so many things, but God knows what we really need. He sees further than our eyes can see. He knows of all the dangers on our pathways. He knows our journeys. God knew that we needed His kingdom, His presence in everyday living. He knew that we would need the precious gift of His grace. We need His forgiveness. And He gave us Jesus Christ, who suffered and died and was resurrected in order for you and me to have life. He even ascended to heaven so that you and I can have part in His eternal kingdom. His kingdom where there will be no more tears, pain or suffering. He provided us with hope. Hope and something to look forward to. A life with God where He reigns supreme. God also knew that we can't survive on our own. We need a hand to guide us. And He gave us His Holy Spirit to help us mature in our faith. God actually provided in everything we really need. Sometimes we have to come on our knees and dig into life itself to understand God's provision and His mercy. Maybe you and I must get down on our knees on the warm desert sand to see the bigger picture and understand and realize that God knows better. Life is not simple, and most of the times it's a constant struggle to make sense of everything that happens around us and with us. Sometimes it's like the people in Palestine who have to dig really deep in the desert sand to find the roots of the lilies. Sometimes we have to suffer in order to understand clearly who God is and why things happen to us. Because sometimes other people suffer, and then by the grace of God, can we help them? Because we understand what it's like to suffer. We understand how hard life can be at times. But sometimes we get impatient with God. Sometimes we want God just here and now to answer our wants and not our needs. Maybe we must trust God more and more. We must trust Him like we trust that the daffodils will surely come. And in the case of the daffodils, we know that after every trying situation, after a long, long cold winter, there will be something happening to us that are meaningful and full of God's blessings. Maybe we need to look out for God's daffodils every moment of every day. I think the meaning is that as followers of God, we must know He will provide, but He will provide in His own time and on His own terms, because He's God and He knows better. We need to be much more realistic in our discernment of the things we really need and the unnecessary things that we want. We have a saying in Africa which says, if a door close this in your face. A new journey starts to find the open window. God will provide what we need and not what we want. But we must trust Him enough that it will be for the best. We can't pray for a Mercedes Benz if we do not have a valid driving license. And it reminds me of something that happened in Africa. There was a very poor woman who did not have running water in her house. And she made it her life task to save for a water tank. But she saved for a water tank big enough for the whole village. But unfortunately, when she had all the money, she had to be realistic. She hadn't enough money to buy a big enough one for the whole village. The one she bought was small enough only for her family. But she was glad. After a long lifelong struggle to save all this money, she had this water tank. So she invited all the neighbors, all the friends to celebrate with her this great gift from God. But something tragic happened. That evening, someone came and stole her hard-earned water tank. She was against it in the ground with sorrow. She was devastated and she could not understand how God could allow such a thing to happen. How could God allow such a thing to happen after all that she wanted was to do good? But it was Christmas and someone wrote to a radio station telling of this very tragic story of this woman who tried to do good and then someone who robbed her of this precious saving water tank. And a few days later, someone heard this story on the radio and he was so moved by it, he donated a water tank big enough for her whole village. I guess that is precisely how God provides. In the small things, through trivial situations, and after long, long winters of suffering and hardship, may we look at life and its worries with a new perspective, which I call the daffodil perspective. Amen.